We're joined today with Dylan Dose. He's the tourism director for the Marshalltown Area Chamber of Commerce, but we wanted to bring you in because we've had some phenomenal showings so far with two of them for the Esports State Showdown, and we've got one coming up next week, right?
Yeah, the Iowa High School Esports Association is putting on their spring showdown, and one of the really fun things we hosted in November, we hosted in February, and we're going to take the credit. They were both incredibly beautiful days where you could walk outside, even in the middle of February, so we sprinkled that Chamber of Commerce weather on it, and both events have been great. We're hoping for great weather again next week, but one of the unique things, I think, when we talk about esports, it's sometimes we think of it as one thing, but it, for the listeners, really think of like the fall were fall sports, the winter was winter sports, and now we're in the spring sports season. So we are going to have some titles that maybe are new to some with Valorant and League of Legends, but the title that is purely Marshalltown and one that we have loved playing for 30 years is Mario Kart.
Yeah. So Mario Kart on Monday, Valorant on Tuesday, and then League of Legends on Wednesday. It should be a fun couple days watching all that. Mario Kart, though, it's not individual. It's a team aspect, so it's a little bit different maybe for spectators to watch.
Yeah, it's so you're going to have that opportunity to see two schools go against each other, and that's really one of the exciting things whenever you have a state championship. It isn't just the team on that's there, it's the school district behind it, it's another potential banner or championship trophy that you get to put in the school. I know certain schools will do pep rallies, do police escorts out. It really is that kind of rah-rah hometown experience. I know I found myself at the last championships in February, along with my son, it was a Waterloo East AIM showdown in one title, and East came from a 3-1 deficit and won 4 out of 3. And I will tell you, I had never been a bigger Waterloo East fan in my entire life. Any time that you can beat a Cyclone is a good day in my book.
Okay, that's your book, not my book.
That's right.
What are some of the things that, you know, is going to be going on at the Orpheum? So people can come and watch, but what about like for the students that are going to be here? Because they're spending some of them, you know, multiple days in Marshalltown.
And this has been really great. We've got a few things going on. One is the location being downtown. Both of our offices are downtown, so we understand if you want to grab something to eat, if you want to go shop, whatever you want to do, you can do that without getting into your car. So that's an experience that spectators and students have really, really enjoyed, to be able to jump in on the great restaurants downtown and some of the retail that's more by the parents and the spectators. But so they have that. But the other big deal is we just did a ribbon cutting for Game Haven. Game Haven has been a fantastic partner in a lot of the student engagement and experience pieces. So they are going to be wide open in those opportunities, couple blocks away. Game Haven, there's going to be snacks and things for them there, but they can also participate in the gaming there, the traditional board games. Really just, it's interesting. You know, it almost reminds me, like, you go to a baseball tournament or something as kids, they don't, in their downtime, play more baseball. But in esports, is in their downtime, they'll game. It's just, you know, soccer vernacular or esports vernacular. They call it friendlies. It's where it's competitive only as bragging rights, but it's the way that they relax even from the competition. So we rely pretty heavily on Game Haven to provide some of those supports, and Scott and Max and their team are just fantastic.
Yeah, it just actually clicked in my head with them moving to downtown here, how big of a role they really can play. Dylan, can you just talk a little bit about this year in esports and MCC getting some more national championships, and just, this is the epicenter of esports in the state of Iowa.
We're so one of my fun things, getting to work with the mayor a little bit, see if we can sprinkle some more of that esports fairy dust on Monday. Invited him to come and share before they kick it off. But really, it is, if you look at just from top to bottom, you look at the high school program has been heavily supported by local companies. Even the state board has been heavily supported by local companies. You go to MCC, there is a powerhouse, really, for the KFJB audience. Think of what North Carolina is to NCAA basketball, what my beloved Hawkeyes have become in women's basketball or wrestling. That's really what MCC is in that National Junior College esports division. They are just dominating people. To give you a for instance of how much domination there is. So Monday is Mario Kart. It's 4v4. I don't know when we stop saying 4v4, but that's what the kids say, 4v4. Yep. In the national championship this year, Marshalltown won the national championship in 4v4. They also won second place. That's right. They got first and second place. Their secondary team was the second best team in the nation.
Wasn't that Overwatch?
No, that was Mario Kart 4v4. Yeah, and Overwatch also won a national championship. Yep. So they're starting to get in more and more titles. And isn't that a funny thing that we're confused on which national championship they won? That shows you how dominant that they are. But then, you know, so you grab a hold of that and you bring MechDyne in, which has done a lot of the production. You look at the school system. Amy and her IT team have, Amy Harmson at the school district, they've been phenomenal. And in talking to Jake Reynolds, who does a lot of the production for MechDyne as he comes up, it's his favorite project that he's doing. But now in this season with the spring, he will be helped job shadowing with some of those MCC students to really see that full production value, because that's a part of MCC's program. Not only are you good at these titles, but can you put on events like that? And the MechDyne MCC partnership has really grown. So it isn't just the kids participating, it is the whole thing, and it's bringing a lot of our community partners together.
Yeah, I'm really glad you brought up Amy and her team, because she was really instrumental in getting the Orpheum ready to host something like this. I think initially we thought we might be spread out a little bit around mm-hmm. town to make it happen here, but we were able to get it, so it's all at the Orpheum happening. Check it out. Doors open at what time then in the morning?
So gameplay will start at 9 o'clock. They're both in the auditorium and the black box. Teams start to register at 8 o'clock. So if you see the school buses or vans, that's what's happening. And gameplay starts each day at 9 o'clock. Mario Kart, I always say, is the most spectator-friendly. That's Monday. If you get off of work or get your kids out of class at 3:30, they'll still be going. Championships will be around 6 p.m.
People can stream it, though, during the day?
Yes. So Iowa High School Esports, or for short, IAHSEA, they have their own YouTube channels, and they broadcast each event. So usually there's four games going on at once. They will have four different streams.
IAHSEA Sports. It's in the game.
Yep.
No, EA.
Yeah, the NIL deals. All the kids have their own names.
Sorry,
Yeah, but if you look up on YouTube, the IAHSEA, and if you're like, I'm not sure how to do that, ask your grandkids. They know exactly how to do it.
There you go. That's where you can watch it during the day or check it out at the Orpheum Theater. Free admission, right?
Free admission. All it takes is give me a high five at the Marshalltown table.
There you go. Find Dylan Doe's, give him a high five, and watch some competitive gaming going on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday next week at the Orpheum in downtown Marshalltown. Dylan, thank you for your time today.
Thanks, Zach.